بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, two things I want to say to you. One is, in the midst of all this coronavirus thing, we are also hearing some completely insane talk. On the one hand, we have the bhakts talking about gaumutra and bathing in liquid cow dung and Allah knows what. On the other hand, we have our people who are ranging from saying that this doesn't exist, that this is all a Western conspiracy, usual, you know, theory, that there is no such thing. Then there are others who are saying this was a Chinese conspiracy, and so on and so forth. Then there is somebody saying that as long as you do wudu, you will not get coronavirus because wudu cures it, and so on and so forth. My brothers and sisters, please open your eyes. Stop being foolish. Stop making yourself into the laughing stock of the world. This, whether it's a conspiracy or not, I don't know whether it's a conspiracy or not. My point is, irrespective of what, the fact remains that this is a lethal disease and this is spreading like wildfire across the world. The biggest problem with this is that it spreads silently. We don't know that we have it until we have reached a stage where the symptoms start showing on ourselves, but before that we have already infected so Allah knows how many more people. The only solution for this is social distance, which is segregation, which is closing of every place which has crowds in it, and of very, very serious sanitizing of hands and of surfaces and all that. And that's the reason why masajid have closed all over the world. Jummah has been closed. Even in many places, even 5 times Salat has been closed. Now, I know it is extremely painful. There's nobody who is rejoicing about it. It is heartbreaking, but it is something which must be done. So if anyone anywhere thinks that he is the only muttaqi in the world and that all the other ulama and all the other muftiyin, whether it's in America, in Kuwait, in Bahrain, in Qatar, in Saudi Arabia, in Turkey, everywhere, that all the others are charlatans, they are hypocrites, they are munafiqeen, they are evil, they are liars, they are cheats. If this is what you believe about other ulama, if this is what you believe about those who are closing the masajid, that your taqwa is higher than theirs, then may Allah forgive you. Go and make tawbah and istighfar. Those who are looking for fatawa from somebody from their brotherhood, no, but where is the Indian alim who said it? Where is the Pakistani alim who said this? All of these are signs of gross jahalat, nothing else. Alhamdulillah, the ulama of this world, they are good people, mashallah. They are people of taqwa. They are people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are people who build masajid, who establish masajid, who keep them running. And if they are saying that shut the masjid down, my brothers and sisters, stop pretending that you are holier than everybody else. You are not. If that is your position, if that is your stance, then I'm sorry to say that you need to go and get a brain scan. Not to see if your brain is functioning, but to see whether there is one in the first place. So please stop this. Public spaces, public places have to be shut down. And a masjid is a public place. So therefore, as far as Jummah is concerned, as far as Jamaat Salat is concerned, Jummah is complete in the Hanafi Madhab if there are 3 musallis and 1 imam. 4 people is enough to complete the Jummah. In the Maliki and Hanbali and Shafi Madhab, the number is more, but in between 20 and I think if I'm not mistaken, in the Hanbali Madhab it is 40. But no problem, take the best opinion, take the strongest opinion, and that is the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, who said that 3 musallis and 1 imam are sufficient to make Jummah. So if you want to do Jummah in the masjid, have 3 people and 1 imam and do your Jummah in 15 minutes and go home. And if you feel that you need to shut the masjid, then shut the masjid. Please understand, take precautions. There is no point in regretting later. The difference between Turkey and Korea, as I mentioned yesterday, is the fact that Korea took precautions earlier than Italy, not Turkey. Italy and Korea, the difference is that Korea took precautions early and shut down very strongly, whereas Italy did not do that, and they are suffering. Continuously, we are getting more and more news of deaths and of people being infected. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect them. May Allah save them. May Allah help everyone who is in pain. So this is the first and foremost thing. Please follow rules. Don't try to subvert rules. Cooperate with the authorities, whether it is government, whether it is your masjid committee, whoever it is, cooperate with them. And do not try to create fitna. Don't try to break. Don't try to argue. Just listen to what they are saying to you. Alhamdulillah, they are also Muslim. You are also Muslim. They are as concerned, if not more, about the masjid shutdown as you are. So, alhamdulillah, if they have told you it is to be done, then follow that. Cooperate with them. Help them. Don't become a pain and don't become argumentative about all that. The second very important thing to remind myself and you is that, alhamdulillah, at the end of this, please understand one very clear thing. If Allah has written death for you and me through the coronavirus, then there is no protection in the world which will save us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written death for you and me through the coronavirus, then we can be swimming in corona, nothing is going to happen to us. Because Allah has not written death for us. So, alhamdulillah, this is our aqeedah. We are not running from anything. We are doing what Rasulullah ﷺ told us to do. We are following the sunnah, alhamdulillah, in taking precautions. So, we will take precautions because this is a sunnah. But we believe that death is in the hands of Allah. Life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And if Allah has written it for me, nobody can save me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written it for me, no virus, no nothing can harm me. Alhamdulillah. Now, therefore, what must I do? Allah has written death for me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the chance to live my life and die in a state of iman. Now, am I doing that? So, I think the coronavirus crisis must bring us and open our eyes to our akhirah and say, how have I prepared for this death? We are not trying to run away from the death, but we are saying that precautions we will take because this is a sunnah. But if I am to die, and if I am not to die by coronavirus, then I am destined to die by something else. It's not just a question of coronavirus. It can be anything. Just yesterday I got news of a friend of mine, my classmate in school, exactly my age, who just dropped dead. He was going to the registrar's office in Secunderabad. He was climbing the stairs and he just collapsed. And he had a massive heart attack. He died on the spot. So, there was no disease, nothing. I mean, he was like anybody else. He was healthy. But he died. The point is, death is written for us. Whether it is corona or not, or naikarna, the point is that one day we will die. What preparation have we made for that? That is the big question. We know the hadith where the man came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, what have you prepared for it? The man said, I have got nothing except the love of Allah and his messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will be with those you love. The Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu said that when we heard that, we were so happy because we knew that we would be with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, point is that when you say, I love Allah and I love the messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what does that mean? It doesn't mean singing nasheeds. It doesn't mean, writing poetry. It means obeying Allah and obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us look at our lives and say, where am I obeying and where am I disobeying, and use this crisis of the coronavirus to become a means of great khair and barakah in our lives. Let us make this as the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, you brought this crisis. So now what has happened is, I am stuck at home, I am away from my work, I am forced to look at my life. Now, of course, in spite of that, if Allah has given this opportunity, in spite of that, if you want to live in ghaflat, if you want to spend that time watching television or some nonsense, instead of ruju ila Allah, then this is, subhanAllah, that is a bigger calamity than coronavirus. Because coronavirus is not a calamity. Coronavirus is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, when we are at home, let us make sure that we spend time on reflection and introspection, look at our lives, go through, take a pen and paper and sit down and go through your life point by point by point. As I mentioned in the morning, yesterday, look at our aqidah and say, do I have shirk in my aqidah? Look at my faraid. Am I fulfilling my faraid? All whatever Allah has made forth for me. What is my income? Is it halal or haram? What do I eat, halal or haram? Am I indulging or doing something which is doubtful? Do I eat things which are doubtful? Do I earn from places which are doubtful? And change all of that. Let me look at my akhlaq. How do I treat people? Am I oppressing somebody? Am I taking away somebody's rights? What about backbiting? What about slandering? Look at all. I don't have to make a list of this. You know and I know. Let us make sure that we correct our lives. Let us make this calamity into the greatest blessing that we can possibly have, because that blessing will show us, and that will enable us to make the best of this thing which has happened to us. So don't get involved in all these conspiracy theories, this, that, wasting your time, forwarding stuff. The amount of absolute nonsense that I get on WhatsApp is not funny. Of course, I just delete it. I don't even look at it. But I'm just saying that please don't indulge in all that. Please understand, various people are sending around things in this formula, that formula. Read this so many times. Read that so many times. Please don't get into all of this. No formulas. Make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Uduni astajib lakum. Allah will said, you ask me, I will give you. We have the duas of the Quran. We have the duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do that, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. But very important, as I said, let us focus on our akhirah. Death is inevitable. Jahannam is not inevitable. So let us make sure that we stay out of that place. Let us make sure that we go into Jannah. And that will happen if we change our lives. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, we have to do something. To get something, we have to do something. To get Jannah, we have to do something. To stay out of Jahannam, we have to do something. So let us ask ourselves, what is it that I am doing? Let us increase charity hugely. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah's anger is cured, is cooled by charity. Let us give a lot of sadaqah. This is the time to give sadaqah. Give sadaqah to your masjid. Give sadaqah to people. Give and give and give. Don't hold back. This is the time to give. That is your insurance premium. This is your life insurance that you are paying, the halal life insurance. And make sure that we pay that premium, which is sadaqah. Let us give sadaqah. Let us help each other. Let us be compassionate. Don't go and do panic buying in stores. Leave things for other people. It is very, very irresponsible to behave in those ways. Just take what you need and then, leave other things for other people. And follow instructions, follow orders. If the government has put some restrictions, believe me, they are not doing that to trouble you. They are doing that because that is required for the safety of the community and safety of society. And you and me as Muslims are compelled to follow those rules. We are compelled Islamically. By the rules of Islam, we are compelled to follow the rules of the government, even though the government is not Muslim, because those rules are meant for the benefit of everybody in society. So don't fall into this thing of saying, oh, but you see, the government is not Muslim. It doesn't matter. The rules are for the benefit of all society, and therefore, as a Muslim, you and I are compelled to follow those rules. And if we don't follow those rules, then we are culpable and punishable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's not fall into that. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, let us make this calamity into the greatest blessing in our lives by turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing istighfar wal tawbah. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. So let us focus on that and let us ensure that this calamity turns out to be a great blessing for us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.